Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hi friends, thank you for being here, thank you for your practice. I hope this finds you in good health, secure. We are, we're going to finish chapter 20 today. Our friend Bodhisattva never disparaging. Shakyamuni is now going to speak in verse, where he's a little more concise and usually picks up on subtleties and specifics that don't necessarily come out in the storytelling part. Here we go. Thereupon, Buddha, wanting to elaborate on the meaning of this, further spoke in these verses. In the past, there was a Buddha called Don't feel bad if you had trouble pronouncing these. I like the other translations that make it a more, westernized name so we understand. In Indian, in Sanskrit certainly, in many ancient languages, words were made of combined concepts together to make, much like a character is, right? Kanji or calligraphy in Chinese. Or cuneiform, they're pictures of things combined to mean something else. So these words, these names, they get very long, but they're really just trying to illustrate a certain concept. So I don't know what this one means. I could find out, but it takes too much time. Just bear with my struggle, if you will. There was a Buddha called Bhishmagara Jitasvarara Raja. Woo, I'm terrible today. He had immeasurable transcendent powers, led and guided all sentient beings, and was paid homage by devas, humans, and nagas. After the parinirvana of this Buddha, when the true Dharma faced extinction, this is always a subtle undercurrent, right? If you don't keep practicing, spreading this teaching, it won't do it on its own, so it may be extinct. And that's the leitmotif of our era, right? The decadent period of Mapo, where the Lotus Sutra teaching is in danger of being lost forever. There was a bodhisattva called Sataparibhuta, which is this bodhisattva, the bodhisattva never disparaging, right? At that time, the fourfold assembly was becoming attached to its own interpretation of the Dharma, as is what humans will do, right? Oh, that reminds me of this, so I'll just start thinking this all the time. Oh, that word, I don't really get it, but I get peanut butter and jelly, so I'll just substitute peanut butter and jelly for that word, and that'll be good enough for me. And see, things start to get lost, right? Bodhisattva, never disparaging, would approach them saying, I don't belittle you, right? In other words, you're derivating from the teaching, but I don't belittle you. Practice the path and you will become Buddhas. So it sounds like a compliment. It sounds encouraging. There is a little bit of a criticism there, if you pick up on it, but maybe that's just me. The purpose of his name is to indicate that he made a special effort to recognize everyone's Buddha potential. And that was more important and overrode any criticisms or flaws. That's the point of the story, right? After hearing this, all the people insulted and disparaged him. Who the hell are you to tell me that I'll someday become a Buddha? Obviously recognizing that they're also being criticized. But that's me. That's my interpretation. But Bodhisattva, never disparaging, patiently bore this. Yeah. All right. As he neared the time of his death, when he had expiated his past errors, how shall we interpret that? Because that's a very Western idea. Expiated his past errors. So karma, as we know, has its repercussions. Some are wonderful. Some are just life, right? Breathing, heartbeats. And some are obstacles. Obstacles to our health, obstacles to our thinking, obstacles, any obstacle that stands in the way or influences away from our natural state of enlightenment, our full potential. This is what the cosmos wants to do, instantiate its full potential. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work out in a life-affirming manner, but who's to say which is what? The decision-making is what becomes our obstacle, right? He was able to hear this sutra, the Myoho Rengekyo, and his six sense faculties became pure. So instead of being distracted with his eyes, ears, sounds, tastes, so on, his thinking, all of them became focused on enlightenment. That's what that means. Through his transcendent powers, he prolonged his life and explained this sutra far and wide, acting once again for the benefit of others. Those who were attached to their own interpretations of the Dharma were led and inspired by this bodhisattva, and they were able to abide within the Buddha path. They corrected their PB&J to what it was meant to mean instead of what they were distracted by. Yeah. After the end of his life, bodhisattva, never disparaging, met innumerable Buddhas. Because he explained the sutra, he attained immeasurable happiness. Of course, this is in his consciousnesses, right? Not after he's extinct, but this is storytelling. Gradually accumulating his merits, he quickly attained the Buddha path. The bodhisattva, never disparaging of that time, was none other than I. Ah, there we do that little time shifting, right? I was talking about myself. Ha ha. Because the fourfold assembly, which was then attached to particular aspects of the Dharma, heard Bodhisattva, never disparaging, say, "You will all become Buddhas." They have since met innumerable Buddhas. How do we meet Buddhas? Nichiren tells us. Single-mindedly meet Buddha. This is the mindset of our chanting, our fusion with the mandala to enter through our Gohonzon mind and awaken, open the eye of Buddha-ness. Yeah? Those people are none other than the 500 bodhisattvas and the laymen and laywomen of pure belief who are now gathered before me. In other words, you and I, which is what we enact when we sit in front of our butsudan, focus on myoho, on the mandala, distract us away all of the monkeys so that we're focused on meeting Buddha. In this assembly to hear the Dharma. In my previous lives, I taught them and led them to hear and accept this sutra, which is the ultimate Dharma, this ultimate experience. My previous lives? 10 minutes ago, 10 days ago, 10 years ago. Each moment being a life. I know it's unfathomable, but I just did a little talk on time and linear thinking. That's what we need to break. I revealed it and taught it to others and caused them to abide in nirvana. Make that perceptive shift, that paradigm shift from linear to all reality. That stream isn't linear. It's a stream, it's a succession of moments, but that's due to momentum, not because we're climbing a ladder. Ladder, linear. Throughout many lifetimes, they preserved and kept a sutra such as this. They were, what do we talk about all the time? Persevering. Only after myriads of codas, of kalpas have passed, a time inconceivable, can they hear this Lotus Sutra. Only after myriads of codas, of kalpas have passed, a time inconceivable, do the Buddhas expound this sutra. For this reason, all you practitioners who hear this sutra after the nirvana of the Buddha should feel no doubt about it. You must wholeheartedly expound this sutra far and wide. You will then meet the Buddha's lifetime after lifetime, moment after moment, and quickly attain the Buddha path. Another exhortation and a teaching for how to be a bodhisattva. Yeah. Chapter 21, the transcendent powers of the Tathagata. Should be another interesting chapter. As you can see, the second part of the Lotus Sutra, as they're known, the essential teachings, the teaching of Honmon. It's almost like it's quite realistically a manual, a direction manual, right, for how to be a bodhisattva, how to achieve bodhisattvaness. Whereas the first part was far more concerned with pay attention, this is it. Everything's led to this, pay attention to this, this is the way to go, this is what I'm going to teach. This is what I'm going to tell you. Now he's saying, do this, and this will happen. This is sure. Do not doubt. Just because I'm not here doesn't change this truth. All right? Okay, so that's it for today. Thanks for listening again. All the links in the description if you want to go get links to various the podcasts. They're free, and there's lots of documentation and free information on threefoldlotus.com, so on and so forth. Please check those out. Avail yourself to any resources that will encourage your practice and help you teach others. Yeah, I've tried to make all of that free. And any books, any contributions that you make through PayPal or Patreon, or purchasing ebooks, so on and so forth, incredibly important for keeping this effort going. So I have nothing but appreciation and gratitude for you. Take care of your health. Please do that. It's a kindness. And the more we're kind to ourselves, the more we learn how to be kind to others, right? It's an irony of sorts, but a good one. Take care. I'll see you in the next one. Bye for now.